You know, the commissioner, Robert Scott, came out a couple of weeks ago and talked about how testing has become a perversion of its original intent. And frankly, I have to agree. Yeah. You know, we are expanding testing far beyond what was originally intent. We've always had some level of testing in the state of Texas for a long time, but you know, our testing has become more rigorous. And tied to it is an accountability system that, frankly, is just not working for schools. And it's not working for students.
Why is it not working? I mean, to talk about what that means, is it because if you have a school or a student who's not doing well, you know, the school doesn't do well because of the students and their performance, that there's a punitive nature to this? If they're not doing well, then they lose funding, and a lot of people would say that that's where you would want to put more resources.
Well, I agree with that, and that's a part of some of the No Child Left Behind requirements. But you know, but ultimately, you know, the accountability system is set up to sort of measure your lowest performing students versus your highest performing students. And let me give you an example. Under last year's accountability system, it was entirely possible to have a campus have 100% passing on the tax test, but still come in academically acceptable. And the reason for that is that the commended rates, that's the number of students who made, you know, passed and only got three wrong or less, had to be 15% or 25%, depending on if you wanted to recognize or an exemplary rating. And that's just incredible. So the amount of work that teachers and students are putting in is sort of being discounted based upon an accountability system that needs to be rewritten.
What I've heard from some people who would describe themselves as liberals and some who would describe themselves as conservatives as well is that when we started all this testing stuff, it seemed to be a mechanism for figuring out how students were doing. And now it seems to be something that we use to make huge decisions about which schools are going to get money and which ones are not. And that just doesn't seem to be right to a lot of people. They feel like there is, as I mentioned before, sort of a punitive nature to all this when a lot of people would hope, and I think people on both sides of the aisle would hope, that our schools would do well and we'd do whatever it takes to make that happen.
Well, certainly. I mean, testing is something that's not going away. I mean, and testing has done a lot of good things for schools to help drive our decision making and improve our instruction and close any achievement gaps, and all of those things are wonderful, and we want to continue doing those things. But at the same time, and I've been a large advocate of this, in order to do that, we're going to have increased school funding and adequate and equitable school funding in order to hold our kids all to the same standards in every single district. It's inappropriate to hold a child to a standard that in the district's receiving $12,000 per kid versus a district that's only receiving five, and to measure those kids in the same system, it's just not working.